Talking right now with Jim Akin, who is president for one more day, or part of the day anyway, Alabama Cattlemen's Association. And Jim, your annual convention, 73rd annual convention, has been going on. How's it going thus far?
So far, it's been a real good convention. Yesterday was great. We had a lot of people here, a lot more than we expected we were going to have. Today looks like it's going to be even better, and the weather's been good this year. It didn't treat us too well last year, so we didn't have a real good crowd, but this year it's been a real good convention so far.
And obviously you're going to see your year as president come to an end today. What kind of a year has it been for you?
I don't know if I can describe it, but it's been an experience that I'll cherish for the rest of my life. I've got to meet a lot of good people. I've traveled a lot of miles, learned a lot. Foreign friendships that'll last forever. But I may not be president anymore, but I'm not done. I intend to stay active as much as I can, along with my fellow past presidents or soon to be fellow past presidents, and be as active as they'll let me be.
And that's just it. And we've seen that a lot with the association. A lot of past presidents do stay very involved in the association.
Oh, absolutely. It's, we all have a passion for the industry. And when you have a passion like that, you know, you're gonna try to stay involved and do what you can to help.
Now, obviously, cattlemen across the state are involved in a lot of different ways, but I know there's some that are not members. Should they become members?
Absolutely, they should become members. It's for the money that your dues get you, the tangible things that you get in your counties, your annual meetings, and you get a steak dinner for two at almost every county at least once a year. That's worth the dues by itself. On top of that, you get the magazine, plus you get our staff that we have in Montgomery, which, as far as I'm concerned, is second to none in the country. Plus the intangible that you get is the representation of us being able to go to the legislature in Montgomery and with our legislators in Washington tell them what our issues are and how we want to see them solved and be involved in all that. It's very, very important. Numbers speak. It's important for everybody to be a member. If you own cattle, even if you don't own cattle, if you subscribe to the way that we think and like, and as far as your land and property rights and those kinds of things, you should be a member.
Good deal. Well, Jim, it's been a great year for you, I know, but as you said, you're not going anywhere. You just won't be president anymore, but you invite folks to come and take part in the association.
Absolutely, and if there's anything I can ever do to help anybody, I'm easy to find.